You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. I love your promises.
We are from here. I hear to worship you.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you. Excuse me. Father, we give you praise. What a night. Thank you for day one. Thank you for day two. Oh, thank you for tonight. Oh, for the last day is everybody's day. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, great King. How lovely is your cross. Thank you, Master. Good evening, everybody. God bless you. Please, share the link, invite people, let them join. And I want to teach. The last day is everybody's day. And we are trusting the Lord for a move of the Spirit like never before tonight. Father, we bless you. We give you glory. We give you worship. There is none like you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. Thank you for your mercy, for your faithfulness, for your goodness, for your kindness. We are trophies. Thank you, Jesus. The last day is everybody's day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for the miracles, for the testimonies, for the healings, for the breakthroughs. Countless, 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 countless. Many, many miracles that we have recorded, the ones yet, the ones not yet shared. Father, we give you praise. You are the doer. I give you glory. We give you praise. Somebody give him praise. Thank him. Thank him. That's the access. Please, can you make sure you invite people, share the link. Tonight is going to be an amazing night. A major night that will change your life forever. I believe the Lord is giving us a strong word tonight. It's the blood. The blood is the peak. It's the peak. It's the peak of power. And then we will overcome tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. So please share the link. Get your friends. We'll start in the next few minutes because I need to teach a lot tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Please get your pen, get your book, get your Bible, and get your communion. Get your book, get your Bible, get your communion. Oh, great King, oh, great King. How lovely is your kindness. Thank you, Jesus. In your trophy. I need to worship you. Oh, great King. How lovely is your promises. In your trophy. Thank you, my friend. Oh, great King. How lovely is your promises. In your trophy. I need to worship you. Oh, great King, how lovely is your promises. In your trophy, I need to worship you. Oh, great King, how lovely is your promises. In your trophy, thank you, Jesus. Better worship him now. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Please get your friends to join. Get everybody. Share the link. Share the link. The last day is everybody's day. I said the last day is everybody's day. On the third day of the feast, on the last day of the feast, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come to me. The last day is any man's day. It's everybody's day. The last day is any man's day. is everybody's day. I said the last day is everybody's day. Please share the link with your friend. This is going to be powerful. We trust the Holy Ghost to move like never before. Thank you, Jesus. Korabala Sandirabala Gabala Subrada Gataya. Okebala Sanana Mana Subranana Tola Bala Satya. Okobrodo Sevekelia Zubala Nateliano. Zanda Mana Gamana Sambana Kobrodo Sivegande. Ilana Ogueti. Allah is your throne of souls. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You remember what the Lord said to us from the beginning of the meeting to the end? There shall be miracles. There shall be supernatural from the beginning of the meeting to the end. So as I'm speaking out, things are happening. As I'm speaking out, miracles are happening. As I'm speaking out, things are shifting. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have a testimony, please, can you share quickly? Let's just return all glory to Jesus. Father, for all the testimonies, we say thank you. If you have a testimony, please, quickly, just share. Put it here, put it here, put it here, put it here. Put it here. Aladananabaya sabakana. Kenturubala sabayam kirurubaya. Ekobrara sabagavala sabranana. Embolazumaya nananana. If you have a testimony, please, can you put it here? Ekobrara sabagavala sendiada. Just put it on the comment section. Torabala zamanana mukavala sama. Enkobrana sama ekobala sama. You know what the Lord is telling me? Everything you write here as prayer points tonight are answered. They 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 are sorted. They are answered. That's what I'm hearing. So as I'm reading them, God is answering them. I know that's not our focus tonight. I just have to say, God is answering you as you are putting your request there. God is answering just right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master. The Lord is healing Osa now. Osa is healed now. Osa is healed now. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. Eko balaza da bayan de ruru darana maya samaya. Eko buru sube de kemaya. Someone you feel like you just feel tired. You feel unnecessarily tired. The Lord is healing you now. Healing you now. That weight is lifted off you. On the left breast, I just felt a peppery pain on the left breast of someone. The Lord is healing you now. And I see someone's left breast coming out. I can see pus coming out. The Lord is drawing it up now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is drying it up right now. Right now. Confirm that miracle right now. It's happening now. It's happening now. Check yourself. It just dried up. That discharge just stopped now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, that discharge just stopped now. On the left breast. Left breast. That discharge just stopped now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is healing tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is being healed now. And all the symptoms are going. Beg your pardon. All the symptoms are drying. They are going. The cough, everything, the eye fever. Go! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, 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 wow. The Lord is healing skin irritation. Itchy skin. It just left now. And on the left leg, on the left, just on the feet, the Lord is healing you now. Left leg. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Thank you, brother. I want to hear the testimony of the person that God just healed on the left breast. That discharge just stopped. I said that discharge just stopped now. God just healed someone there now. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Echo brother, Sanna Mayana. Now, let's start. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Wow. The Lord is healing someone on the rib, just at the side here, right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' precious name. Wow. There is a stomach ache that the Lord is healing now. He's healing you now. I don't know what it has to do with. I don't know what is connected to. But the Lord just healed you now. The Lord just healed you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now it's time to teach. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please get your Bible. Get your note. Please, if you are the person the Lord just healed on the left breast, the discharge just left. Please let us know. Let us know. I don't know how I'm going to know. I mean, I trust the Holy Ghost is just going to let me see it when you drop the miracles of the test. The comments are too fast. I can't keep up. Probably you send a DM quickly. Revelations 12:11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Revelations 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This is after trying many things. This is after doing many things. This is after trying to let me show you what I see, what I saw. This is the fight. This is when Satan was thrown out of heaven. And then if you realize yesterday, I spoke about how that he fell. Please go and listen to day one, day two. It's going to change your life forever. From verse 7, the Bible says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. Can you see? He became a dragon. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. I wish you watched yesterday. I wish you listened. If you did not, please go. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, the blood is a powerful tool for dominion, for victory. The blood is a powerful tool for victory. The blood is the highest level of power available to us as Christians. Have you noticed that even people, that there is too much power in the blood? Because every blood speaks. Listen to me. Never forget that every blood speaks. You see people do. There's going to be creative miracles tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You see people do rituals. And when they want power, and when they go to the herbalist or to their whatever, they say, go and bring the blood of goat. And you see where it starts. They say, go and bring the blood of goat. Go and bring the blood. By the time you know what's happening, they begin to move from the blood of chicken to the blood of goat to the blood of a cow. And then before you know what's happening, they move to the blood of humans. Because really, the blood of human is as powerful, is so powerful than just the blood of animals. The blood of humans is powerful than the blood of animals. And that's why you see the devil always move people. Say, oh, no, we're just going to sprinkle the blood of a chicken. If you want more, can we use the blood of a goat? He keeps moving them. He moves them to the blood of a cow. And then he says, okay, where are you now? Let's look for the blood of a baby. That is how the enemy, that's the power in the blood, and that's how the enemy moves people away and keeps dragging them. Now imagine the blood of God that was shed, not only for the forgiveness and remission of your sin. I'm going to get there tonight. No. It's not only for the remission and forgiveness of your sin alone. It was shed for even for access into the throne room. You must come by the blood. The blood is powerful. I said the blood is powerful. Blood in itself is powerful. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh. So the blood carries life. May the Lord open your eyes to what I'm about to share tonight. May the Lord open your eyes to what I'm about to share tonight, that you may see how very important the blood is. Hebrews 9:11-15. Hebrews 9:11-15. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come. Listen. With the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is not of this creation. No, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once and for all. My God. Oh. Can you see the confirmation of what we are doing tonight? Once and for all, I didn't even think about it. Once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Can you see? The blood of bulls, of goats, could even do, in the old covenant, could do a bit. Not to now talk of the blood, the spotless Lamb of God. That's how powerful the blood of Jesus is. When we open our mouth to say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood, what you are saying is you are wielding the greatest power ever available. For there are three things that bear witness on the earth. 1 John 5:7-8. He said, the water, the blood, and the spirit. The blood of Jesus. The blood of God. See, it's not the blood. Imagine how powerful the blood of an innocent child is. That's why you see people, see ruthless politicians. You see them, you know, in the time of the election, you hear about, there are rumors of them, you know, you know, spilling blood. You see, you hear about kidnapping, you hear about cutting parts. You say, oh, no, we want the blood of a child. And we want the blood, an innocent blood. It tells you how powerful the blood is. It's the highest level of power available to man. Korabala Samaya. When, and I just showed you in Revelation 12:11, when angels, Michael and his angel faced the dragon and his angel, they couldn't until they began to plead the blood of the Lamb. That was when they overcame. They were wrestling with him. But when the blood was introduced, they overcame. Oh, thank God for the few, you know, for the things you have seen in your life. The breakthroughs, the victories you have experienced. To how to nail the enemy for life and keep him at bay is by pleading that blood of Jesus. Anytime you introduce the blood, the equation changes immediately. I said anytime the blood is introduced, the equation changes immediately. He said, if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot, he had no sin, he became sin, all because he needed the blood. God had to appease himself with a spotless, blameless, sinless person. And he had to, any man who comes through a woman, I don't want to go there tonight, but I hope you understand what I'm about to say. Any man who comes through sex already, that's the corruptible seed, because by the reason of the fallen man, you're already under corruption. That was why when Jesus was going to be given birth to, it was a heavenly conception, because it must not be contaminated. That seed, that was the seed of God, because that blood needed to be spilled. That blood, that without spot, needed to be spilled. And when Mary said, how shall this thing be, seeing that I know no man? Because it's not possible to give birth without knowing a man. He said, don't worry, the Holy Ghost will be the Father, is the Father. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. For what you are about to give birth to is what? It's a godly seed. Quickly, three things that I want to highlight tonight that the blood does. Number one, forgiveness and redemption of sin. Ephesians 1:7. Forgiveness and redemption of sin. In him we have redemption through his blood. There cannot be redemption except through the blood of Jesus. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. There will never be forgiveness of sin. There will never be redemption except through the blood of Jesus. Somebody declares to say, by the blood of Jesus, tonight I am redeemed. Say by the blood of Jesus. Say, I am forgiven. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Revelation 1:5. Because we have to pray very soon. Revelation 1:5. I'm going to concentrate on 5b. Just a B part. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us, can you see, from our sins in his own blood. The only thing that can wash the blood that can wash you, wash away sin, is the blood of Jesus. What they experienced in the old covenant was just a type and shadow of what is to come. And Jesus went once and for all. He doesn't have to die again. I said he doesn't have to die again. Imagine how powerful that blood is. A blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago. Still speaking. I said the blood is still speaking to you now. The blood keeps speaking. Spoke for you before you were born. Keep speaking. We keep speaking. Now, the issue is that we, you know, because most of us grew up in a Christian home, and that we just know all this Christianism and the religion that we have, we are just used to some words. And then it's like, oh, the blood of Jesus. We don't even realize what we are saying. We don't realize. That was why he said in Hebrews 12, from verse 22, he said, we have come to Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirit of just men made perfect, to Jesus. He was one that abolished the old covenant, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things. Have you imagined that? They keep sprinkling the blood. Somebody say, I come under the blood of Jesus. Say, I come under the blood of sprinkling. My destiny, my life, my ministry, my children, everything I represent comes under the blood of Jesus. The blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Imagine, even the blood of Abel spoke. He spoke judgment. That's why God said to Cain, the blood of your brother is crying out. God is saying, the writer of Hebrew is saying here, that this one is speaking better things than the blood of Abel. That one spoke judgment. This one is speaking mercy. So when you say the blood of Jesus, what you are saying with this revelation, you are calling out for mercy. You are calling out for divine intervention. That's what you are saying. You are calling out for victory. It's not just what you say casually. It's not just what you just open your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. I see the Lord ending a lot of affliction tonight just by the power in the blood of Jesus. Please get everyone who is sick. People who are sick, whatever terminal disease it is, my attention tonight is being drawn to terminal diseases, because I see the Lord healing a lot of terminal illness tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the blood speaks of gives us forgiveness and redemption. Number two, it gives us access. You can come boldly. From Hebrews 9, I just read it to you. He said, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once and for all. Because he entered, we can enter. That's why he said, come boldly. Don't worry, the blood has gone. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne. Come boldly now to the throne of God, that you may find help and that you may obtain mercy and find help and find grace to help in the time of need. You can come boldly. That's why you hear people say, I come by the blood of Jesus. I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. Because I mean, the flesh is already limited. The flesh is already limited. You have to come boldly by the blood. Because that blood is still speaking right now. The mercy seat, God, Jesus had to sprinkle. I don't want to go into deep things because it will take time for me to explain a lot of things to you. The reason why mercy is speaking for us is because there is a blood that keeps speaking. Jesus had to go with the blood, with his own blood, after he came out of Hades, and sprinkle, and that was what the Father sprinkled on the mercy seat. He's still speaking for you till today, till eternity. The blood of Jesus has no expiry date. He keeps speaking every time. The issue is we don't know the power in the blood. When I mean no, I'm not saying you just read scripture. I mean, you have not come to the understanding of what the blood can do. It gives you access to the Father. You want to enter as well, they are asking you, what's the passcode? Who are you here to see? Are you on appointment? They are checking the name. When you want to, and if you are not on appointment, you can't enter. But see, the passcode into the throne room, apart from, you know, giving thanks, is coming by the blood of Jesus. That's why we can even give thanks. That's why if you see someone who understands this mystery, one of the things you give thanks for is thank you for the blood of Jesus that gives us access to where you are. It keeps speaking. You have access. You don't need anybody to pray for you. You have access into the throne room by the blood of Jesus. The issue is you have seen yourself as not worthy. You have seen yourself. I mean, even when you sin, or if you sin, run back through the blood. The devil does not want you to realize that you can go back. Run back by the blood of Jesus. Number three, which is where we are going to stay tonight, is that he gives you victory. Oh, Lord. If you try everything, anytime you introduce the blood, you just shut the enemy down. I read something many years ago. It's a book by Kenneth Hagin. I read it and it changed my life. It changed my life forever. He was talking about the testimony of a woman who was beaten in a village by a very deadly scorpion, and they expect that the woman was just going to fall down and die. He said that the woman just shook it up and said, "I plead the blood. That in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood." That's how the woman said it exactly. Said, "In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood." He said that was it. People started following to say, "Oh, this woman must fall down because this is a deadly scorpion." They waited till eternity. In fact, that became the evangelism tool, because the woman went to church and the whole village followed her into the church building, and they started giving their lives to Christ because they have never seen anything like that. How can a deadly scorpion bite you and you didn't fall down? Just by pleading the blood. She has a major in-depth understanding of what the blood can do. No access without the blood. Victory comes by the blood of Jesus. What a power in the blood. The power of Jesus. He said, "I once heard a speaker who had been a spiritualist pastor for nearly 20 years." It means that that's just a devil who stands on the demons who stands on the stage. The man said he was sincere and honest. He just didn't know about Jesus. He said they had all the gifts of the Spirit in counterfeit in his church. If the devil was going to set up a counterfeit church, naturally, pattern it after God's genuine church. Yes. They sang the same song in church, in their church. But they said that one thing they couldn't sing was they couldn't sing about the blood of Jesus or the name of Jesus. Because the power, you can't even separate the name and the blood. That's why I said the blood and the name agree. And the blood and the name agrees. When I call the name of Jesus, I hear the blood crying out. The name and the blood and the name agrees. They said they couldn't. They couldn't sing it. These are demons. We have demons like that who just parade on the altar and then just deceive people. They said once you bring in that dimension of the, they couldn't sing it. That's to tell you the power that is in the blood of Jesus. We can only overcome by the blood of Jesus. No matter what warfare you are going through tonight, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I command your victory now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody say with me, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. Let me hear you. Say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. My God. Say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. Everything answers to the blood. The blood of, you see, people want to make, they want to do money ritual. They say, go and bring the blood. It tells you that there is life. Too much power in the blood. Why is the blood so important that people kill? You have to get blood, the blood involved into getting power, into getting riches. Now imagine if people kill people, just kill children, kill them just because of blood. Just people who are limited, who are seen this sinful nature. Imagine the blood of God. God killed himself. Cry for you. Imagine that blood. Imagine the value and the power in that blood. Kolavala Shama. My God, I just saw the left ear of somebody just popped open now. By the blood of Jesus, it just popped open now. The blood is powerful. I said the blood of Jesus is powerful. And that's why I said we're going to take communion tonight. Because, see, the first thing you must realize is that the elements are not powerful in themselves. No. This element, this was made. The people who made it wants to make money. So you can't buy this and say, oh, you have communion in your hand. No. It's not yet communion. It's our belief and declaration. You see, I didn't say declaration alone. Because you can declare and not believe it. It's our belief and declaration that makes this powerful. It's our belief and declaration. So you can buy this and just be eating and nothing happens. You can just be eating. This is not powerful in itself. It is not the Holy Communion yet. It becomes the Holy Communion when we pray, believe, and we declare on it. What does holy mean? To set apart. It becomes set apart when we declare and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, this is the flesh of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Jesus said in John 6, 48, we are going to pray. We are going to pray soon. I just wanted to show you scriptures. We are going to pray, and by the blood, many long-standing issues are going to be sorted tonight. I said by the blood, warfare are going to be won tonight. From verse 48. Kolabala Shandirabala Gatai. He said, I am the bread of life. That means if you want life, eat me. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Then the Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh? They don't understand to eat. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. You have no life in you unless you eat. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. No wonder he says, do this in remembrance of me. This is my flesh, body that was broken for you. Oh, my children were asking me yesterday when we were having devotion, and they were like, oh, daddy, is this really the blood of Jesus and the flesh? I said, no, this is not the flesh and the blood of Jesus, really. But when we declare and say, oh, this becomes the flesh and the blood of Jesus, I said, that same power, because he said we should do it in remembrance of him, that same power in the flesh and the blood of Jesus comes on this. They said, oh, wow. So I said, oh, you can take this and just be enjoying yourself and not have anything. I mean, just little children asking me questions. I will raise him up at the last day, Kalobalas, because he is my flesh. He has associated with my flesh and with my blood. For my flesh is food indeed. Not apple. Not pounded yam. This one is food indeed. And my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Can you see? If Jesus abides in you, how can sickness stay in your body? If Jesus abides in you, how can failure be around you? This is why we take communion. If you don't have this revelation, you are just eating and you are just munching something. You must have this revelation. And I'm just explaining this. We are going to get there in a few minutes where we are going to take communion. But for now, I want us to exert and release the blood of Jesus. Please follow instructions. There is no way you can separate the name and the blood together. Away. The blood and the name agree. Please follow instructions tonight. You are going to first thank the Lord for his blood and ask for forgiveness and ask for redemption. Remember, you have access by the blood. Say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask for mercy. I ask for forgiveness of my sins by your blood. Let the blood of Jesus wash me away from every iniquity. Let it cleanse me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, this one speaks mercy for me. Father, please have mercy by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. Because the blood has a voice and is speaking mercy. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. Over me, I plead the blood. On everything I have committed, I ask for forgiveness tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 Let your blood on. Let your blood speak for me. Let your blood speak for me. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead. Come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Plead the blood. Ask for mercy. Plead the blood. Ask them, come on. The last day is everybody's day. The blood is speaking for you tonight. I said that day is everybody's day. I said the last day is everybody's day. Plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over every. Abalaza nana mayandere na mayananama. Epoko brodo sobre de kamayananana. E kamalasa mayantura balaga balasinde. Eko brida sufte li kanato li balanda kaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Now open your mouth. Say as I say it. Say in the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood. Mention that issue and plead the blood. Say in the name of the Lord Jesus. Over this issue, I plead the blood. Over every oppression, I plead the blood. Over every affliction, affliction in your dream, affliction in your sleep, I plead the blood. Affliction in your body, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood over my ministry, over my children, over my family, over my sleep, over my dreams. I plead the blood in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. Somebody apply the blood right now. Ekopala satela balagataya. Mensovida gita los of Vagatala mana zebra de Keteya. Oze vegetalia no baranakaya. I plead the blood. I overcome you, Satan, by the blood of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Esavaga kelepelwa zupranate estovikatela mantubela sambia agabala samba. The blood carries too much power. Somebody release the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, speak over every vicious cycle. I overcome you by the blood tonight. 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 The blood that gave them victory. The blood that gave them victory from the beginning of the world. Tonight I overcome you, you foul devil, by the blood of Jesus. I overcome you tonight by the blood of Jesus. I overcome you tonight by the blood of Jesus. Over my life, my destiny, my ministry, my family, my children, my business, my career. I overcome you, you foul devil, by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of every affliction in my body. By the blood, I declare I overcome out. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I reverse anything the enemy has done by the blood of Jesus. I stop the enemy by the blood of Jesus. I declare, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I plead the blood in the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead the blood. I overcome you, foul devils, by the blood of Jesus. They can't stand the blood. I said they can't stand the blood. No devil can stand the blood. No devil can stand the spotless, the blood, the blood of Jesus. No devil can. Open your mouth. Open your mouth loud. Say delay, I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. Stagnation, I plead the blood. I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. Regression, I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. I reverse anything the enemy has done by the blood of Jesus. Every investment of hell is now reversed by the blood of Jesus. Lay your hands on anywhere you feel there's an affliction in your body. Command them to leave by the blood of Jesus. Command them to leave by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel begin to speak over your life now. I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. I advance in my business by the blood of Jesus. I advance in my ministry by the blood of Jesus. My children do well by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of the eternal covenant, by the blood of the eternal covenant, I stop up every onslaught of the enemy. I stop up every work of the enemy by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak over you. Let the blood speak over you right now. Let the blood speak over you right now. The blood of Jesus. Kalabana, cancel every word spoken over your destiny. By the blood, cancel it. Cancel it. Stop it. I cancel every idle word spoken over my destiny. Every curse by the blood of Jesus is canceled now. It is canceled now. It is reversed now. It is canceled now. It is reversed now. It is stopped now by the blood of Jesus. Ola bana zada baya zada baya. Eko brodo subrada gamana samayana. Eko brada sama na. Eko bolo subrada kabala sama. Anga bala zamba yanderi. The blood of Jesus is speaking for me. 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 Right now. Korabala sambala gabaya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Before I pray, please take your communion. Yes, Lord. I wanted to pray, but the Lord said, take communion first. And then seal it with prayers. Take your communion, hold it in your hands. Father, First Corinthians, everybody. First Corinthians 11. First Corinthians 11. From verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. Please, can you take the bread? Please hold the bread in your hand. I mean, if you don't have communion at home like this, you can find any element like biscuit. Please go and look for apple and call it communion. Just something light. And then probably a drink or something or water. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night, it looks like today is that night again, in which he was raised, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Before you take it, say, his body was broken. Say, mine will not be broken. Say it again. Say, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, his body was broken. Say, mine will not be broken. In Jesus' name. Now take it. Can you hold the cup? In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. You are reminding the devil, He took my place forever. Therefore, take the blood of Jesus right now. This is now the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Korabala Shambu Yanana. Ekubulu Shubranana. Therefore, I declare concerning you right now, in the name that is above every other name, as you have taken the flesh and the blood of Jesus, whatever was not planted in your body, in your life, in your destiny, by what you have taken, I declare them ejected. Yes, Lord. I'll do just that. Every relationship that is not of God around you, I command them right now by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus that you are severed from those kind of relationships. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command your total healing, your total deliverance, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, by the blood of Jesus, advance to your next level. Move to your next level. Whatever stopped you before tonight, I command by the blood of Jesus, sir, that they are taken away from your path. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a new season for you. Oh, when I see the blood. Even the Israelites couldn't leave. They couldn't leave until the blood was introduced. I said they couldn't leave until the blood was introduced. Because the angel of death began to move in Egypt. But he said, wherever I see the blood, I shall pass over you. Therefore, I command any death, any pit, dog for you, by the blood of Jesus, you will pass over them. I command that they pass over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I said, I command that they pass over you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare your freedom. I declare your freedom. As I'm closing my eyes, I'm seeing chains being broken. Chains being broken. Chains being broken right now. Chains that have kept you on the same place, on the same spot for many years. Chains are being broken right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are being severed away from every ancestral curse by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Master. I command in your body whatever the Lord has not planted in your body, by the blood of this eternal covenant, let them be uprooted now. I said, let them be uprooted now. Let them be uprooted now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I command whatever is not planted by the Lord in your body be uprooted now. Out of those bodies, I command your healing now. Healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Everything the Lord has not planted, I command them out of your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I see menstrual cramp being healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the ears open. Let the eyes open. I said eyes open. In the name of the Lord Jesus, pain in your body, go. Cancer, I command you by the power in the blood of Jesus, out of those bodies right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fibroid, go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every ailment, every sickness, every affliction, I command you over tonight. Be healed now. Chest pain, go. Never to come back. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that you are, my God, my God, my God. Someone you eat the, yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command your healing now. Itchy eyes just got healed now. Fibroid just melted now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pain, joint pain, just left now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Goiter just got healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kalobaranda Sifalande. I don't know the names of these sicknesses, and I don't care to know. But I command in the name that is above every other name that you are healed now. Kidney problem is healed now. Lungs problem is healed now. Everything that has to do with your body, I command to receive the healing of the Holy Ghost now. By the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. You are healed and delivered now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master. Can you check your body? Things are happening. Please don't leave yet. It's just 12. We are rounding up in probably 10, 20 minutes. Check your body. Things are happening. Check your body. Things are happening right now. Your healing is confirmed. Your healing is confirmed. I said your healing is confirmed. Your healing is confirmed. Somebody just sent a testimony. Pain on my left breast and cramps. And cramps pain gone. Thank you, Jesus. Man of God, it's me you mentioned with an issue on the left breast. I've had an issue since 2019. I kept praying and believing in the union and the power. And now look at me. He has done me well. He's gone forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your miracle is permanent. Stomach ache just got healed now. Yes, 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 yes. Please confirm it if you are healed. Put it there if you are healed. Don't put it there if you are not healed yet. Don't worry. Your miracle is coming too. My God. Back pain. The Lord is healing back pain now. The Lord is healing back pain now. The Lord is healing back pain now. Good evening, Minister. Today I'm the one whose left side has been healed. Glory to God. Wow. Glory to Jesus. The Lord is healing back pain now. Check your body. Whatever you couldn't do before, do. If you couldn't walk well before, stand up and walk. I said stand up and walk. In the name of the Lord Jesus, stand up and walk. In the name of the Lord Jesus, sore throat just got healed now. COVID just got healed now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. That pain in the shoulder just got healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. You are healed. High blood pressure just got normal now. Check, 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 check. My God, things are happening. Every malo savala nana, check the lumps in your breast. They are disappearing. They are going back to health. The same way it came, they are going back. La na no 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 na mana sani mana so. Good evening, sir. I put my left hamstring today. And after taking communion and pleading the blood of Jesus, the pain has completely gone. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to Jesus. Can somebody just thank Him? God is doing great and mighty things. Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. Things are happening. Things are happening. Things are happening. Pain in my left breast healed. Yes. Yes. We are just harvesting testimonies to the glory of God tonight. Things are happening. The Lord is healing. The Lord is in this temple. I said the Lord is in this temple. He's doing great and mighty things tonight. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Yes, there was a toothache that the Lord healed. Please confirm. Confirm it. I don't know about this cramp thing tonight. The Lord is healing a lot of people with cramps. The Lord is healing a lot of people with cramps. Glory to Jesus Christ. Marcalo Velasi Farandi Anateliano Usta Vegate Leberudi Italian. My God. The God is healing someone of partial paralysis now. Stroke is being healed now. Stroke is being healed now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Lasso vela na 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 maya neno na mana suvrede. Ikopela suvradiga tala nala. Itchy eyes just got healed now. Yes. Good evening, sir. My itchy eyes just got healed now. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I know we can't take all the testimonies tonight, but if you have any, please. I know there are testimonies. Send a DM and send to the outpouringlife at gmail.com. I say it again, send a DM and send to the outpouring at the outpouring life at gmail.com. Send to that email address, the outpouring life at gmail.com. That's what Rabalo Gavalasta. Get your prayer request ready. Don't go yet. Get your prayer request ready. Get your prayer request ready. I'm about to release the word of the Lord. Good evening, sir. I was having serious backaches yesterday, but right now, no more pains. God is changing someone's spinal cord. That's what I'm seeing now. God is replacing his spinal cord. I can see someone whose spinal cord cannot carry our weight. But right now, the Lord is changing, his weight, yes. The Lord is changing that spinal cord now, supernaturally. Write it down, you will see. The Lord is changing that spinal cord. And today I got in it, I had my result and had a distinction too. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Glory to Jesus. Miracles are happening. The Lord is changing his spinal cord. Yes. I checked and got pain in my two arms, especially the right one. For about 6 months now, it's gone. I checked and confirmed. I am certain that it is gone. I was itching my eye at the moment you mentioned it. I got my healing on the spot. Glory to Jesus. I've been having back pain since 2 years plus. Ah, bastard devil. I fell down 1 week ago and it became worsened. As you said we should start praying, the pain left. So I stood up and bent for like 2 minutes, trying to check if the pain was gone. At that instant you mentioned back pain gone. I can bend now without pain. No more back pain. Thank you, Jesus. Is somebody giving God all the glory? Is somebody giving God all the glory? Is somebody... I just got healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm waiting for the fiber that I just left. Back pain is gone. Leg pain all day and couldn't walk properly. Just now after taking the communion, I can walk well. I can walk well and can even jump. God is good. Yes, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Father, we give you praise for all these testimonies. Father, we give you praise. Stomach ache gone. Yes, Lord. You never know the worth of a miracle until you need one. I said you never know the worth of a miracle until you need one. Somebody give him thanks. Migraine. God is healing migraine now. God is healing migraine now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can see the Lord. And the person I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying. I can see the Lord by the blood of Jesus cleaning and erasing the mark of the devil on someone. You know, it's not like it's a spiritual thing alone. You see it in your dream that there is a mark. There is a mark of the enemy that you carry. The Lord is erasing it now. There's someone you are listening to me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You are listening to me right now. You were initiated by eating right from secondary school. Tonight, by the blood and the flesh of Jesus, the Lord just poured that thing out of your system. And you will know, you will go to the toilet. You will go to the toilet. As I'm speaking, you are under pressure. And you are going to, what you have eaten for many years. Please mark this testimony. Mark what I'm saying. Mark this utterance. What you have eaten for many years, you are going to pull them out. You are going to, it will go out. What has stopped you? You mistakenly ate something in school. They gave you something and initiated you to that way. The same way you ate is the same way you have eaten. The blood, you have eaten the flesh and drank the blood of Jesus tonight. Someone's voice is being restored now. It's being restored now. Good evening, sir. I have been healed of very painful and swollen stomach due to accumulation of gas. My God. The Lord is doing great things. I'm the one you mentioned about itchy eye too. My left eye has been itching with yellow crust. But I am healed to the glory of God. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. There's so much miracle happening. I can't even read all the testimonies. I have to pray. Why you declared healing on menstrual cramps? I felt a relief in my tummy. Gone forever. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, the miracles are coming in. Please, can the outpouring team put the email address? Let people have the email to send their testimonies to. We have to deliberately always return to give God all the glory. My God. I'm going to pray on your prayer request now. I don't know what you have written there, but God knows. I said, I don't know what you have written there, but God knows. I don't know what you have written there, but God knows. My right eye was decreasing. I wanted to go to the doctor next week. What do you mean by decreasing? Okay, probably you couldn't see well. Tonight, as you said, go and do what you weren't able to do. I started writing and I was able to open the eyes while writing. I don't know what that means, but thank you, Jesus, for that miracle. The person even sent, I think he even sent what he wrote. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Can I pray? Can I pray on every request right now? Now, before I pray on every request, there's a pain on the chest that the Lord is removing. I can see the Lord just uprooting something away from your chest right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's being uprooted now. Now, please, the person who ate while she was in secondary school and got initiated into witchcraft, just got initiated somehow, and you just went to the toilet now, let us know by the way of DM. I just sense this very strongly again, that the Lord is, they use that to tie you down as a means of afflicting you. But the Lord just delivered you because you have taken the blood and the flesh of Jesus. This is more than any covenant on earth. I said this is more than any covenant on earth. Each year I just got healed after taking the communion. Can you see why? And you know, he said, do this in remembrance of me. It's not only tonight you can do. You can do it every day. You can do it with this understanding. You can do it every day. Let me pray over your request as we close. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is healing catarrh and cough. It's so simple, but the Lord is healing you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Please take these instructions seriously. I want to pray, but the Lord wants me to. The testimonies are coming. I told you that the last night is everybody's night. The last day is everybody's day. The miracles are coming in. As you pray this evening for healing from chest pain, after taking communion, I spoke it over myself and the pain is gone. Wow. Glory to Jesus. Please take this instruction seriously. If you have any child with Down syndrome, autism, get communion. Get communion. If I were you tonight, I would have brought more communion so I could pray on them and keep them. What is it about ETI tonight? Just a lot of miracles about ETI. I want to pray on every child that has autism. Because in the beginning it was not so. Therefore, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command that foul spirit of autism. Go! Lose them and let them go. Lose those children and let them go now. I said, lose those children and let them go now. Lose those children and let them go now. The Lord is taking me to ICU. The Lord is taking me to the hospital in ICU. I command the life of God on people who are in ICU. Right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command the life of God now in their bodies. You shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. I command it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every child with autism, I command the life of Christ in your body right now. Be healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, someone you are dropping your crutches tonight. I said you are dropping your crutches tonight. I can sense it. You are dropping your crutches tonight. Every child, I pray again, every child with autism, I command you be healed now. Let the life of God come into your body. I eject that foul spirit that wants to reduce, that wants to delay you. I command it, go. I can see a child's tongue being loosed. He couldn't speak before. You begin to speak now. She couldn't speak before. Begin to speak now. Your speech is restored. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are supposed to walk, walk. When you are supposed to talk, talk. When you are supposed to crawl, crawl. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus on every prayer request. Please lift up your prayer request. Lift it up. It's a sign of faith. Lift it up to the one who can help you. His name is Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus Christ to the one who can help you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every prayer request right now, I command them answered. I said, I bring answers from Zion to you. Angels are released now. They bring answers to your prayer request now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive your expectation now. For the expectation of the righteous shall not be cultured. I command, receive, there is an end. I said there is an end. There is an end. For surely there is an end. And the expectation of the righteous shall not be cultured. Receive, receive now. Receive now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Every expectation be granted now. I said, be granted now by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You will come back in the next 24 hours, in the next 7 hours, in the next 12 hours, in the next 24 hours, in the next 48 hours, 72 hours, under a week, with your miracles, with your testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Somebody give him praise. Don't go yet. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Praise the Lord. Emoji. Please, I had severe pains in my waist on the first day of the program. I could neither bend my waist nor walk. However, I'm feeling better now. I can bend my waist and walk straight. You are feeling old, not just better, old. I command your testimony, old. And I seal every testimony here. I seal every testimony with the blood of Jesus. It is irreversible. I know the Lord, he has perfected it. He has perfected it. He has, back pain just got healed now. Oh Lord, I can't even go through everything. Each year I just, wow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody give him praise. 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 Father, we give you glory. Father, we exalt you. What 3 nights of amazing testimonies. Thank you, Father, for the things you have done. Thank you, Jesus, for the things you have done. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Before you go, please listen to this important announcement. We will meet again next month. It's a monthly thing. It's 3 days in the month. I'm going to announce. Wow. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Wow. 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 The Lord is healing this charge. This charge right now. This charge. This charge. Right now. Wow. There is heaviness of the earth that that the Lord is healing now. Healing now. You just feel like your head is heavy. The Lord is healing you now. It's an attack of the enemy. And it's being checked back to hell now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Glory. Blood infection is being healed now. Any type and any kind of blood infection. Any kind and any type of blood infection is being healed now. It's all, like I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. It's going to be every month, 3 days in the month, I'm going to be announcing when it's going to be. We're going to be letting you know when it's going to be 3 days in the month. And the Lord is going to, I believe the Lord is going to lead us. Please, these 3 days, go back to listen to the teachings. The first day, the second day, the third day. Don't just, please, the Lord is raising disciples in this season, in this end time. Not people who just come and, I always say, this is not a supermarket. No, God does not run it. Yes, God can run a supermarket, but the goodness of God leads to repentance. And the goodness of God is supposed to bring you in. And you can't continue in sin and say, let the grace of God increase. The grace doesn't work like that. So don't, we are not trying to, you know, just have a good time and say, oh, there's a place we go to pray. No, I'm not a babalawo. This is not a supermarket. That's why I teach by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, so that you can understand these things. And if you are here, you've not given your life to Christ, this is a good time to give your life to Christ. Say with me, say, Father, Lord, say, Lord Jesus, say, today I come to you. I repent of my sins. I ask for your mercy. I plead the blood of Jesus to wash me away from every iniquity. Say, from today, I live a life worthy of my calling. Say, from today, I stand for you. I live for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will not turn back. I will not go back. In the name of the Lord Jesus, say, I do well. Say, from now on, it's a new season. It's a new day. Say, all things have passed away. All things have become new. Say, praise God. I am born again. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You want to find a good church, a Bible-believing church around you, I could recommend some. You could, Winners, RCCG, my home church, Dunamis, Family Worship Church. There are good churches around. Four Square, House on the Rock, the Apostolic Church, the Baptist Church. Plant yourself there and be part of what the Lord is doing. The Lord bless you. Share this with your friends, with your family members. Share this, share the 3 days with them. Let them eat and soak in this anointing. Number two, which is very important, please don't keep your testimonies to yourself. Share it. That's how we give glory to God. Don't keep your testimonies to yourself. Share it. Let's return all glory back to Jesus. God bless you. I pray that the hand of the Lord be strong upon you. What you have received is permanent. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And Upper Room is coming in Lagos and in Abuja. Soon in America. And Upper Room is coming in September. You will want to join us. It's going to be an amazing time. Please look out for us online. You can follow the Outpouring Life. You can follow me. Please make sure you follow and get involved in what the Lord is doing. Come back here and just bask. And spend your time listening to correct songs. Don't go and be investing in what does not pay. God bless you. Have a good night. In Jesus' precious name. Love you with the love of Christ. Amen.